It's the 14-ton Baker Show. And here he is, your genial, smiling, singing horse, 14 ton.
Thanks a lot. Oh, yeah. Welcome to our little early morning program at 7 a.m. here in Chicago. And it means it's
time... I'm not going to say another word. I promise I will never say another word. Unless my audience demands it.
Good afternoon, friends. This is Matinee with Bob and Ray. Today, Ken Wilson is sick, and so Bill Green is playing the piano. Ray Goulding is filling on the organ. And Charlie Burgoyne, as usual, is in the control room. Now, Ray, what's your first offering this afternoon?
Because.
He hasn't had time to rehearse this at all, either. So we're off on another half hour of gay, rollicking fun and music. Our regular... It was... Murder. Well, that's all there is for the organ this afternoon, I guess. You stay over there at that piano.
Well, what else is new, boss?
Well, I saw Ken and Bill playing on the street corner yesterday afternoon. Over there on Fremont and on Boylston.
Who did you
Arlington,
think?
Ken and Bill. Oh, it was a funny thing. There was just one fellow who was cranking this thing.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Well, it was Ken and Bill's music coming out.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, and there was a little monkey on a string down the
side. I
had
a story on our news broadcast this morning about a little monkey named Rosa who has arrived from Chicago and put on a spontaneous concert, so to speak, at the Logan Airport. And I'm wondering if you were referring to him.
Is that the one that they made join the musicians' union?
Yes, that's right. Sure. Well, got any commercials today?
We got three commercials today.
Uh-huh. And do you know why Ken Wilson isn't here?
He's sick, yes.
Oh? What's the trouble?
I don't know.
Bill Green hit him? Did you, Bill? Well, that's...
He presented Bill with his Christmas check yesterday, and Green hit him.
Well, I don't blame Bill for that at all. And certainly hope that...
But now it's the 14-ton Baker Show.
I certainly hope that that Ken is out of it and that he will be back with us real soon, at least within the next year.
Maybe around next August we can look for him. Any mail to go over this afternoon?
No, except that we'd like to remind everyone if they haven't received their Bob and Ray records, they should be receiving them this week, we hope.
Well, either this week or the first of next week. And also some very big news coming along later in the program about where you may purchase a Bob and Ray record, a Mary Magoon record of Mule Train, in a store, not through the mail as we had them before. So if you want, you last-minute shoppers, you want to be sure and listen for this because it's big news.
Uh-huh. Well, I know where it is.
I know where it is. But don't tell them yet.
Well, don't tell me because I know.
I'm not telling you.
Well,
I'm
you're
telling
looking
them
at me
in there.
There's no where
in
I,
there.
I don't see anybody.
Thing.
I don't see anybody in there.
Well,
you're talking to me.
Right.
So don't tell me that.
I'm
if you want,
them.
Send
in,
them a letter.
They're in there.
Don't take up my precious radio time.
God. Send them a letter.
Frap, don't frap.
I don't know their address.
What?
I don't know their address.
All right, friends. Speaking of address and so forth, Mr. Wilson, or I'm sorry, Ken, the Green has approached the piano, and he's challenging it. The piano is grimacing back at him, and I believe that together they will fight out some sort of a melody. Mr. Green and the great studio piano. Friends, listen to them, please. Remember now. Don't laugh at me.
Remember, in our honor city, Drake, at the phone number is unlisted.
Yeah, just remember that if... Don't be laughing at Bill Green. Maybe they'd...
Maybe someday you'll be in a fix like he is.
How would you like people laughing at you if you had to play the piano like this?
Go ahead.
Would you like the title of the tune?
The title of the tune?
Or do you think you might be able to...
We might be able to, Bill. Let's wait and see, huh? Thank you.
How does he play all the melody on a piano? Really, does he? How does he approach it?
Well, I'm left-handed.
Are you really?
Sure.
He has to learn to play with his right hand.
Most of the work is done by the right hand, isn't it? I mean,
oh, no.
Well, I would have the impression. Of course, you have an excellent left hand, Bill. I'm not inferring you don't, but I mean, all the it seems that most of the work is done by the digits on your right hand. I would gather that from watching.
No, I consider the left equally, if not more so, important.
Now, will you move from that upright piano selling for $89? To the more
really?
Expensive.
Are you left-handed?
Well, let me have two pencils.
I can do that trick, too.
Can you?
Sure.
Can you write with both hands
yes.
at once?
Yes, write one backwards, one forward.
Yes, but have one upside down.
Sure.
All right. Write your name.
Write my name.
Will you describe this?
Absolutely not, because there's
this.
Nothing to describe.
Which one do you want to go with?
I'd rather describe a custard pie.
No.
This soft stuff in the middle is the custard crumb.
This has got to be upside down.
And along the edge that's been scalloped is more or less the crust, so to speak. Underneath, we hope there is crust. Here, let's bite in.
What are you doing? No, I'll give up on that.
Ow! That's not so good.
Keep quiet, will you?
Oh, all right.
I'll have to admit I can't do that trick.
Well, Bill, you know...
That's not a trick. That's just a matter of coordination.
I suppose.
You never told us
and
about
And brains.
Quiet!
Excuse me.
Brains.
It would appear that there's a conspiracy afoot.
It's so ludicrous, though.
I would never have guessed by looking at you that you were left-handed, Bill. And to watch you play the piano, I would go on record as saying that you were right-handed.
It shows how little you know.
See, everyone's against me today. Me, the only fellow who likes Bambi.
Hey, that was pretty interesting, having John Barrymore Jr. up here yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, tell us what happened later.
He went to Atlanta, Georgia, last. He had an appointment at 9:15 in Atlanta this morning. Which
what
proves something.
What time did he leave Boston?
I passed 8 last night.
Mm-hmm.
He did, right?
He did. That's good.
And he went to Atlanta, GA, and then he's gone back home. And I
remember when I wrote that song, Atlanta, GA. How I love the morning glories. That's the name I used up there.
Okay, look, stop.
Hmm?
Why don't we sing that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Turtley?
That's good. We
need so popular.
We need more songs.
It's number one in my family's hit parade, that song, incidentally.
All right. I'll get it for you.
Rudolph, you know, he came right into his own this year, didn't he, Rudolph?
This big
when I was a kid, there was no such animal as Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Rudolph owes all his thanks to Gene Autry and the fine introduction he gave it.
Yes, sir. Good old Gene Autry.
Now, we need music, Bill, which means that we
Did you hear Sammy Eisen sing this the other night?
No, because he's hit on a competing network.
Oh.
And I wouldn't...
Well, please don't talk about it.
Even if he was on this station, I wouldn't listen to him. I'll be frank with you.
You see this line here, which is in quotes?
Uh-huh.
He sang that with a French accent. Can you imagine a French reindeer?
Yeah. That's okay. I saw Charles Boyer without a wig.
Now, Bill, if you'll go over there, please.
I saw that. He uses stay balls. It takes off that ugly fuzz.
Now, Bill has a very interesting Twinkle Toes introduction to this. Jingle bells kind of thing.
My key is this. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Now, let's have the introduction.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join at any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my way tonight?
then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
Now, Johnny Marvin, at the electric guitar over there.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
and every shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it was. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, French accent,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down and get some.
Now a pretty picture painted by Gene and his wonder horse over there at the far end of the arena. He's doing one of the most difficult tricks in...
You know, that's a cute song, just the same.
It is. And one that anyone can learn.
Why couldn't I come up with a cute little gimmick like that?
No, I don't know. Here's one I wrote a year or so ago. It's been pretty popular lately. Let's listen to Bill Lawrence sing it, huh?
Chester feels satisfied women and men. Chester feels over and over again. Smiler, much smiler, all smokers agree. Always by Chester feels ABC.
Now, if we could have a fanfare, this is a very important announcement.
Good work. Play RCA Victor's new distortion-free 7-inch record through your own radio or phonograph.
Translation. These play at 45 revolutions a minute.
With the RCA Victor 9JY, which makes it very easy to remember. An inexpensive record player attachment. Now at the Music Nook at 707 Washington Street in Norwood. You can get it. It's the easiest, the surest operating changer ever designed. The 9JY RCA Victor's new record player attachment. Now, see how little it costs to enjoy RCA Victor's great new system of recorded music. Get the RCA Victor thing now at the Music Nook, 707 Washington Street, Norwood. Now, this sensational attachment gives you the advantages. Now, get this. The advantages of the new system. It plays through your present phonograph, radio, or television combination. Plays through your television. Right through the Sterling? I mean, how does that work?
I don't believe you can see it.
Well, could you see it?
Have it wired in you, Stretch. Sure.
Oh. Well, anyway, so see this RCA Victor 9JY today. Now, there's nothing expensive or elaborate about RCA Victor's new record player attachment. It can be installed easily. Simply tear down the wall in back of your present radio receiver.
Buy it on the Music Nook's easy 8-minute pay plan.
Sure. The Music Nook, 707 Washington Street, Norwich. You can play the 9JY through your present set and still get all the enjoyment of RCA Victor's new system of recorded music. Just ask for the 9JY RCA Victor's new record player attachment.
Those small 45 RPM records store easily, too. They're unbreakable. They have a big hole in the middle.
That's right.
Bigger. You get a bigger hole with these RCA records than with the
other
ones.
What I like about these RCA records, the new ones with the big hole in the middle, supposing you're about to put one on the player, take your nose. Mm-hmm. You can put your hand right through that hole and scratch your nose before you put it on it.
You know what I like
that's
about it?
That's convenient.
You know what I like about it?
That is. That's a little thing that the RCA people thought about. You see, they're a step ahead.
You know what I like about it?
What?
You can get the Sons of the Pioneers on it.
Bob, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
My favorite group.
Anyway, how much do they cost? Well, $12.95.
There's a phone call here from...
How much do these records cost?
Can you take this? He wants to talk to you.
69 cents. Who?
Hello? Hello, this is Scotland.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm out here at the Music Nook in Norwood.
Yes, sir?
What was I going to ask you? I had something I called up about.
Well, we were talking about the RCA 9JY, the 45 Sterling per minute.
Yeah.
And, as far as I know, we're doing all right with
something it. Something else I was going to talk to you about, but I can't think what it was right now, here and now.
Did you want
we
to...
have photograph stuff out here, too.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, you have, of course, the...
A lot of film.
A lot of, huh?
Film.
Film?
Film.
What's that?
The cameras. Take pictures
on. Oh, yes. You mean the stuff that goes inside, which the picture is...
But there's something else I was going to talk to you about, too.
We're going to talk about how you can order these things through the mail?
Through the mail, we deliver, yeah.
Yeah, send a check and money order with the order, and it will bring the 9JY machine to your home post paid, otherwise COD. So,
Something else, too, but I can't think of what it was.
Well, I don't know. You can also write or phone the Music Nook for a free, complete list of all the 45 revolutions.
Well, I can't think of it, so...
Oh, hang on, for goodness sake.
He did, he said.
Oh.
Right.
The Music Nook is open until 9 after December 15th. Well, that's after today.
After today. From now on, they'll be working nights out there.
So drop in at the Music Nook in Norwood, and they'll take good care of you.
I know what it was he wanted to mention. They have a stock, and they're the only store around Boston that has a stock of Mary Magoon's record of mule trains.
Oh, they have?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The first 100 people who beat a door to the... beat a path to his door.
Oh, wow.
A copy.
Like
yeah.
A big pie. Like
I always go into that. I love those big pie ads I see in papers.
We've got to split it four ways. Bob, Ray, Ken, and Bill.
Uh-huh. It's good enough.
Equally.
Operating expenses and profits.
My overhead.
Mm-hmm. That's a little slice there for profits.
Yeah, well, that's for Ray.
That's a very small slice for Ray. I
well,
use more
say, Bob,
I don't want any more.
Did you call me before on the phone?
No, I haven't called you, Bill, since I can remember since the last time Ken was
sick. Who would ever call you on the telephone?
Well, someone called me and said, this is Bill McGrath.
No doubt it was Mr. McGrath.
I didn't
he said that.
Bill McGrath is the general manager of this funny little...
And he's
for all of you who don't know.
We broadcast, you know, friends from the Friendly Valley in Kentucky with our powerful five little waters.
If you can get us up there in New England, boy, we're mighty happy to hear about it.
Yes, sir.
And he said, Kenny is sick.
Who are you talking to, anyway?
Will you get
to... No one is listening to you.
Before you go any further, let me see your Apple card.
So he said I was talking.
Why don't you go back to the
I think
piano.
He was right, frankly.
I don't care.
I think he hit it right on the head.
You don't have an Africard, Green, so you'll have to stop talking. Go back to the piano.
There it is.
No, I'm afraid that
I'm afraid that doesn't register with me, young man. Don't see.
How's that one?
That's nowhere, believe me. That's the bill.
How's this one?
That's nice.
Swing the camera around so you can see.
Will you please go back to the piano?
Oh, here's the one.
There's the one.
There.
AK-74, three shirts.
At the piano, I like you, Bill, a lot.
But, I get the point across. Go
ahead.
Bob,
can you play the piano?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead over there. Right. Sure. Let me hear you play something. Play something pretty for all the folks listening in. Oh, anything at all.
Never mind. I quit.
All right, Bill. That's enough. That's enough, Bill.
You know, I heard the other day that Beacon Wax sells for 59 cents a pint.
Oh, I don't believe it.
98 cents a quart.
Ah,
no. $2.89 for a gallon.
I do not believe that.
Well, I heard that.
Is that so, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a real bargain. So let's talk about wax and stuff. I know that everyone uses it.
Well, the first one I met, I believe Camp Campbell, Tennessee was the locale.
Uh-huh.
And she hadn't been in the Army very long.
What's this? The wax?
Wax.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Beacon Wax, Bob.
Oh.
That we're selling on this program now. Mm-hmm. Beacon Wax, the greatest wax in the world. It's the wax that will make your floors take on a happy glow for the holiday season.
We make that statement unequivocal.
We just make that statement, friends, believe me. And so long as you do use wax, why don't you use the best, you know?
Let me play a little musical background for your wax commercial.
All right, sure.
A little, all the same little... Mood music like this would be good.
Something slippery.
Something slippery.
Something bright and cheerful, like Beacon Wax. Yeah. So, ladies, let's face it. You use wax in your house, right? All right. So why don't you use the very best wax obtainable? Beacon Wax. Made by the Beacon Wax Company. How much does it cost? Well, here's the price. 59 cents a pint, 98 cents a quart, $2.89 for 1 gallon. Beacon Wax people would like you to compare it with other waxes.
They'd like to have you buy it.
They would. And they'd like to have you try half on one side of your floor. I mean, put Beacon on one side, and on the other, use another wax. And believe me, you'll notice the difference. Beacon is the one that looks good. I just want to make that clear. So won't you get Beacon Wax? Thank you very much, Frank. We'll be grateful. Mighty grateful. Incidentally,
climb to the top of the rigging, and I'm about to do a feat which has never been performed successfully by me or anybody else in the world.
What is it?
I'm going to swing off over this vast arena on this trapeze, turn 14 somersaults.
Do a half dozen.
Land standing on my head. I demand complete silence as I do this wonderful trick. If I can do it, it'll be good. You want to describe this, please?
Behold is standing at the top of this huge head, friend. He's flexing his muscles, and he's about ready to jump off into the ozone.
Tell him I'm standing here like spangles and tights.
He's standing in a spangled pipe. And tight. And he's going to jump any minute.
More any soon as you blow the whistle.
Where did I get a whistle? Where am I going to get a whistle now? What a time.
Here I go.
Thank you, people. See, Wiz, I don't know, but I... There's nothing about those acts that always thrill me and never fail to amaze me. I sit with my eyes glued on that trapeze. And
I usually sit with bated breath myself.
Where is he now, Bob?
He's out Houston way, I believe.
Uh-huh. Houston, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
You think I
Houston, Casey wax? Gets work out there. That's all.
Do you think I stole that wax, or would you like to try it?
No, I think you stole enough of it. Just had a call that they had an immediate sale of 563 right after that spot.
I'd like to repeat the prices of Beacon Wax. See, what I'm trying to do is make you Beacon Wax conscious. 59 cents a pint, 98 cents a quart, $2.89 for 1 gallon. All I can say is get Beacon Wax. Look for Beacon Wax. Insist on Beacon Wax. You'll feel good again, and so will your floors. Thanks.
I think
Thanks
maybe...
a lot.
Maybe you... Have you got another song prepared?
Yes, I have.
I'll relinquish the piano to Green right now, huh?
Bill, play something rhythmic, will you? Something real fast, instrumental, something Blue Room, something like that. What did you plan? Anything special?
No.
Okay, good. Do you know about the Double Eagle?
Oh, no.
All right, we'll play something. Go ahead.
Sure,
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
nephew, Bill Green.
That was Bill Green, 14 years old, from Boston.
What is the name of that, Bill?
Cockeyed optimist.
Oh, South Pacific, I see. It seems like it's from something else, too, as a matter of fact. Yeah. That da 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 da. Isn't it? That's where it's from. What is that? It's what you're playing now, the classical piece. Would you please write and tell us, friends? We're in a quarry here.
Quandary,
though. Oh, quandary. And,
Well, we are in a quarry, actually.
So will you get us out of this thing and tell us, what was that thing stolen from? You see, Bob and I are...
It certainly isn't who from Sonny.
No, sir.
In a Persian market.
Now, play the other again to make sure that my ears... Oh, indeedy.
Yes,
sir.
I think Cole was thinking of that when he... Cole didn't write that, though, did he?
Yeah.
I think we've struck on something.
I think we've stumbled onto something here, friends, and it may mean nothing. But we'll keep you informed, certainly, inasmuch as we regard you all as our friends.
And we enjoy meeting you down there at 850 Radio Lane every day.
Tell me, are you still over at the North Station?
Still down there, eh?
What time do you go on stage, Otis?
About 3:30 in the morning.
Between what tracks, or on what tracks?
Well, we're around track 14 there.
You're on track 14? Well... You mean on the track or on the platform?
Oh, we're on the siding there.
Oh, I see. I thought you'd run into difficulty with those high-powered things coming in.
That's right.
Well, do you have any people there? I mean, what?
Nobody is down there, no. We're down there all by ourselves.
No relatives or anything?
Nobody.
Uh-huh. I've seen you.
Sometimes I'm the only one there, actually.
That's so?
That's right. Say, where can you buy that Magoon record? Out at the Music Nook, did I hear you say?
Yeah.
Norwood?
Music Nook and Norwood.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to run right out there this afternoon. Buy up a lot of them.
Good for you, sir. And, remember Beacon Wax? Smoke Chesterfield. That day with Bob and Ray will be heard again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Bill Green is our pianist.
We think it will be heard tomorrow. As of now, it will.
Sure, of course, we haven't seen anybody since we went on the air, so we don't know. Maybe there have been a few plans made. I have to talk about Bing Crosby at 1:30 here, so... As soon as Bill stops playing our team, I'll tell you about him. In case you don't know who he is. Bing Crosby is a singer. He's heard on this station. And also remember, when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, Bing Brown sings at WHDH at 6:15 in the evening. Paul?